Hello, and welcome to the Modern Day Intuitive Podcast. I am Sarah Noble, a certified shamanic energy medicine practitioner, somatic embodiment coach, Akashic Record reader, spiritual mentor, and teacher of energy management and meditation. This podcast is born from my passion to help you reconnect with your heart and intuition. In each episode, you'll hear me channel guided spiritual information for a guest around a specific question or decision in their life. Afterwards, I break down the call so you can better understand how to connect with your own intuitive gifts, your spirit guides, and soul family. I will also give you practical exercises and tools that you can use to deepen your understanding of how to use this in your day-to-day life. Now, without further ado, let's get on to our caller. Hi, everybody. Thank you for being here today. I have a beautiful episode for us with a topic that is very, very special to me, which is our inner child and how we can learn to be with that part of ourselves in such a loving and tender way, and the transformational qualities that that has on our life. So our caller today, Sandy, is coming to the show with a question that I'm sure so many of you can relate to. And she is asking why she has so much resistance to the unknown and to change. And so this question takes us on a journey where we get to explore her relationship with her younger self. We also talk about conditioned tendencies, where the patterns that we have and how they keep us from being connected to our intuition. We also touch on the wisdom of the body, which is essentially the same thing as our intuition. Our intuition speaks so loudly to us through our body, but because we're in our minds, we can't hear it. We also touch on pain, which is something that we've talked about on this podcast before. And it's such a valuable place to land and to explore because our intuition lies within our pain, and us having the courage to go inside ourselves and connect with these tender parts of us really opens us up to having a deeper relationship with ourselves and therefore our intuition. I also lead Sandy through an exercise to connect in with her inner child, and this is something that you can do yourself anytime you are feeling anxious or uncertain, or you're feeling those sensations where things are out of proportion to the event that is happening. That's usually a signal that something deeper is going on and there's a tender part of ourselves that is calling for our attention. If you like this exercise, I have a meditation on Insight Timer that will lead you through the process. It's called Reconnecting to Your Inner Child. So now onto our call with Sandy. Enjoy. Hi, Sandy. Welcome to the podcast. How can I help you today?
Hello. Yes. I want to find out why I have resistance to any kind of the unknown or change. So even if I know this is what I want to do, there's like this weight, like a blanket over me that's always resisting.
What I'm feeling, Sandy, is I feel heartache. I feel this pain in my chest, in my heart, that there's something that caused your heart to break open at some point in your life. I'm sensing back from your early years. And this heartache has been part of your life, and it's connected to what's keeping you stuck. What comes up for you when I say that?
There was like a sense of sadness.
What do you think that sadness is about?
Well, I just think about this young child that had her heart broken, and it just makes me sad that I basically had to live that way my whole life. I don't remember the incident.
If you connect in with that, you don't have to remember the incident. We're not here to sort of re-traumatize or bring up painful memories. But just as you connect in with that feeling, can you bring to mind sort of an age that you might have been when that happened?
I'm thinking maybe around 12, either that or it was like 2 years old, 3 years old. So it was one of the two of those.
So let's, for the sake of what we're doing today, if it's okay with you, we're going to look at that 2 to 3 year old. Is that okay?
Yeah.
You open to doing a little exercise?
I am.
Okay. So we're just in this exercise, we're going to spend a little time with that part of yourself. Okay.
Okay.
So just if you could close your eyes gently or have a soft gaze and just bring her to mind, that little 2 to 3 year old version of yourself. It's definitely an age that is not as easy to connect to because our memories tend to start more in the 4 to 5 range. However, maybe there is a t-shirt you remember or a photograph or a teddy bear or something that just really allows you to find her in your memory.
Yeah, I really have absolutely no memories that far back.
Okay. So then maybe you can just hold an idea of what you think you might have looked like or what you think that little girl with this heartache was feeling.
Yeah, I can do that. Yes.
So if it feels good, I'd love you to go over to that little girl, maybe crouch down next to her or sit down, something that connects you with her, something that allows you to get close to her. Maybe even see if she wants to sit on your lap. And as you're there with her, can you visualize yourself hugging her and loving her?
Yes, I can.
Maybe stroking her hair. Maybe she wants to cry a little. Maybe she wants to just snuggle with you. Just allow yourself to give that little girl some love, the love that she needed on that day that her heart was breaking. Soothe her, rock her. What do you notice doing this?
I have a lump in my throat.
What else?
I notice that she really, really is craving the hug, the touch.
Are you able to give her more of that?
Yes.
Does she want to say anything to you?
No, not right now.
Is there anything you'd like to say to her?
That she didn't deserve to have her heart broken like that. That it didn't have anything to do with her. That she is just perfect and fine the way she is. And that I'm here. She's not alone.
How does that feel to hear those things and tell her those things?
Well, the lump in my throat went away. I'm more calm. She seems much better. She's not as clingy. She's still on my lap, but she's not as clingy.
Is there any last thing she needs?
She just wanted another hug.
So after you give her that hug, maybe you could just let her know that you're always there for her and she just needs to call on you when she needs you. And then as that feels complete, just allow the memory of her to gently fade away, knowing she's loved and held by you. So I'm curious, with what you experienced in that space with her, if there's any connection to the feelings that happen when you are faced with this resistance or the change.
Not really.
What are the sensations that you feel in your body when you're finding the resistance coming up for you today in the present?
There's like energy throughout my body, almost like there's bees or something underneath the skin.
That's a really beautiful description. So the image you're showing me is of being stretched, like your arms and your legs being stretched, like in the olden days where there's where they would torture people by stretching them. And so the idea or the message that is bringing is this, how you're reaching outside yourself for something that actually is within yourself. And so as the change comes up or as this resistance arises, you're going outside yourself to try to seek comfort, to try to push yourself to do what you feel you don't want to do, or to fix the thing that is you're struggling with. And there's this reaching outside of yourself, and it's torturing you basically, because nothing outside of you can soothe the inside of you. And so in those moments when you're pushing up against that resistance, when that buzzing of the bees and the feeling the blanket is coming over you, that little girl wants you. And she's calling out inside. She's saying, I'm scared. My heart is broken. I don't know what to do. Help me, help me. And your conditioning is looking out. Like, that's where your pattern is, that how can I find the thing to soothe me on the outside, when really it's about that little girl who wants you to hug her and rock her and make her feel safe.
That makes a lot of sense to me.
Are there ways that you can see to shift the pattern of what you're doing?
Yes, I definitely have the ability to go in there and soothe her. And instead of trying to basically push her away and reaching outside myself for something, I understand that. And I can do that.
Why do you think you push her away?
I'm probably afraid of whatever it is that broke her heart that I don't remember, or that it'll be too much for me to handle.
Mm-hmm. What I have found is that we are capable of so much more than we believe we are. And that if your little girl is reaching out and asking for help, and it's getting harder and harder to ignore her, that you're ready to hear what she has to say. I'm not saying it'll be easy, but you are ready, or you wouldn't be here today.
Okay.
And I've also found that the only way out of our pain is to go through our pain. And once we start that process, it's not as bad as we thought it would be. The hardest part is taking the first step.
That makes sense.
I feel, as you said, that makes sense. Like, I feel this expansion in my heart. And what it is it's your soul, like, taking a deep breath and saying, oh, thank you for looking at this, Sandy. I'm here with you. Let's do this.
All right, then we shall.
Yeah. Does this feel like an okay place to land for today?
Yes, it does.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having the courage to say yes.
Thank you. Thank you. This is really good. Very helpful.
You're welcome. Thank you to Sandy for her courage and her vulnerability on this call, and her willingness to really go deep with this gentle, tender part of herself that was looking to be soothed. This topic of inner child, that younger part of ourselves that is just craving our attention and needing us to reparent it in a way that works for our life today, is a favorite topic of mine and has been a huge part of my own healing. You know, our parents do the absolute best they can. I truly believe that. However, because parenting doesn't come with a manual, they make mistakes, just the way as a parent, I make mistakes with my children today. So there's this beautiful thing that happens when we can find forgiveness for what has happened to us, and learn how to really be connected to that very special part of ourselves. When we connected in with Sandy's little girl, She was craving her hugs and her touches, and she was crying out to Sandy for her attention. She just wanted Sandy to love her and hold her. And it was so evident in Sandy's beautiful words to herself how this can help her. She felt more calm, and the lump in her throat went away when she sat with her little girl and gave her what she needed. There is such power in this relationship that we have with ourselves. And this simple process of really connecting in and allowing ourselves to give love to ourselves makes huge shifts in our life. We stop looking outside ourselves for the things that we didn't get when we were young, and we learn how to give them to ourselves now as adults. And what that does is it diminishes this need for the outside validation, for the outside love and affection, for the outside fill in the blank thing that we are searching for. We suddenly have this awareness that, wow, that lives inside me, and I have the power and capability of giving that to myself. How this connects into our intuition is that our intuition is very, very connected to our inner child. We can hear our intuition so much more deeply when we are in a playful and light and happy place. Not to say that coming from other emotions, we can't connect. It's just this space of playfulness and childlike innocence that our intuition can really channel through and give us information. So as we learn to bring that part of ourselves forward, our heart becomes more open, and in that space, our intuition is more easily heard and connected to. Another idea that came through today is patterns, and this idea of our conditioned tendencies, which is the things that when we were young, we learn to do in order to feel safe. So we can have a conditioned tendency of appeasing or going towards, people pleasing, needing to make everybody else feel comfortable at the expense of ourselves. A second conditioned tendency is deny and defend, which happens to be mine, where when something doesn't feel comfortable, we move into defensive mode, or we deny what is happening. We deny our part in it, and it's all about what other people are doing to us. We might get a little angry and frustrated and irritated because things aren't going the way we want. And another conditioned tendency is where we avoid things or we push them away. And so we run away from situations and conversations and anything that feels uncomfortable, we run and hide. So when we can see which pattern we fall into, we can start to watch it and we can start to say, oh, I'm doing that thing. I'm uncomfortable and I am getting upset. How else can I show up in this moment? How can I just be with what is happening right now? And what this ability to sit and witness does, it opens us up so that there's more ability to hear the information that's underneath. And what is underneath is our intuition. It's just our conditioned tendency is way louder. And so that's what we hear. So this practice of witnessing what it is, what is that pattern that I do when I get uncomfortable? And how can I just sit with that instead? We begin to hear what else is available to us. Another beautiful topic that came up was this wisdom of the body, which we as a society are conditioned to think that our mind knows everything. That is where our intelligence lives, how smart we are, how intellectual we are, how much we know. And that's a beautiful thing in itself and part of what we need to exist in the world. However, there's a deeper, more ancient wisdom that lives in the body that we've gotten away from. As we are able to sink back into the body, we can connect with this. And for Sandy, how that showed up was when I asked her if there was a connection between the exercise that we did and the connection to this resistance. She wasn't able to see it logically. However, when we jumped into the body and we explored the sensations that she was feeling, information came forward and she was able to understand how this connection was made. It made sense to her now where this resistance was coming from. And that right there is just the beautiful wisdom that the body holds. When we can drop in there, there is such an expanse of knowledge just waiting for us to tap into. We also looked at pain and how the only way out of pain is through. We try to go around it. We try to go under it. We try to go over it. I don't know if you guys know that kid's book, We're Going on a Bear Hunt, but that's what it always makes me think of. And as we try to skirt around our pain, that's when we end up numbing everything. That's when we are constantly looking for something to fix what's happening inside. And if we have the courage to just stop and go into that pain and really get to know it, get to understand ourselves and love ourselves through that pain, we can move through it. And the beautiful thing about it is that's where our medicine lies. The things that we are supposed to bring into this world, the teachings, the purpose, the love that we're here to share, it lives inside those parts of us that we don't want to look at. And so sometimes we can get discouraged because we know we're here for something bigger, yet we just can't tap into it. Well, I invite you to look into your pain because, believe me, I'm talking from experience. That's where it lies, inside you, just waiting for your love and attention so that you can bring it forward into the world. Well, that's our episode for today. I so appreciate you being here, exploring these beautiful intuitive topics with me. Please feel free to reach out to me with any questions. I would love to support you on your journey. Namaste. Thanks so much for tuning in today and making your personal and spiritual growth a priority in your life. If you enjoyed this podcast, I'd love if you could please leave a 5-star review, as it helps the show to grow and assists me on my mission of having intuition be a part of everybody's life. For more information on reconnecting with your heart and intuition, head on over to my website, www.themodernintuitive.com, where you can listen to free meditations, sign up to be a guest on the podcast, learn how you can work with me in person, find links to my social media platforms, and much more. And a big thank you from my heart to yours for making the planet a better place by having the courage to look inward to develop your intuition.